Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are joined this segment by the Erie County GOP Chairman, Michael Crocker. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good to be with you.
Michael, before we get to some of the things we've been talking about, let's start with the special election. You guys are running West Seneca Supervisor Gary Dixon, and early voting starts in 6 days. How are you feeling going into the special election?
Yeah, listen, Gary's an exciting candidate, and I'm very fortunate that he decided to step into this race. Gary's got a proven record of winning in deep blue towns. He was the first Republican supervisor elected in West Seneca in about 50 years. And it shows that he's got a brand that will appeal to voters across the political spectrum. This is a deep blue district. We realize that going in. But we're with Gary Dixon as our candidate. We've got a message that will appeal to Republicans, Democrats, and independents. And I think it gives us an opportunity to win an important seat to protect a Republican majority in Washington.
And again, those special election early voting starts next Saturday, April 20th. Michael, last week, the big eclipse that was going to, have traffic jams all over Erie County happened. And the county executive, who said, if you hadn't planned anything, stay home, went to Ashtabula, Ohio. What's your reaction?
You know, it's the height of hypocrisy. You know, Mark had spent 2 months telling everybody about the anarchy that we were going to see in our community, the log jams of traffic, considered declaring a state of emergency, encouraged businesses to close, shut down the county, shut down schools. And then when he wants to get away because he can't see it here in Erie County like the rest of us, he gets on the highway and hightails it to Ohio. Ordinarily, we wouldn't care, right? If Mark wants to go and take a trip to Ohio to see something, no big deal. But the fact that he spent weeks lecturing everybody, dictating what they had to do, and then when it was convenient for him, he left town, shows the kind of leader that Mark is, and was certainly disappointing. I've heard from people all over the place that were offended by this, and I think it just shows how arrogant the county executive is, and frankly, was very disappointing.
And, following that, he did give a press conference a few days later. WBEN not invited. Same guy who said, it was a travesty that CNN was banned from the Trump White House for a few weeks during their press pool. What's your reaction, WBEN not being invited to the county executive's press conferences?
Oh, I think it's shameful. At one point when Mark had said he was no longer going to seek re-election, I would have taken that as good news. But I think now he's sort of feeling liberated to be, the most arrogant version of himself, and excluding a radio station that's got large listenership in this community for what I can only assume is, petty politics is unfortunate. But, I think hypocrisy is a term we can throw around a lot when we're talking about Mark Poloncarz. And you pointed it out. He's quick to criticize the president, our former president, for excluding certain media outlets from his events. And then he does the same here at home.
Now, while we're talking about the county executive, let's talk about other trips he took. He took a trip to El Paso to go to the border, and he told us there was no chaos, but a similar group went a few weeks later and said it was like a war zone. You know, this is the same county executive that let migrants into Erie County unchecked, and now he's telling us there's no chaos at the southern border.
Well, the only thing I'll correct you on, Joe, is that it was actually the same group that declared the situation down there a war zone in a letter to President Biden demanding action. So I just found it interesting. The county executive takes a trip. He puts up some selfie videos on Twitter where he says, you know, all is well. A week earlier in El Paso, Texas, 100 migrants stormed the border and attacked Border Patrol agents. And two county executives, a Republican and a Democrat from here in New York, wrote a letter to President Biden demanding action, and they described the situation as chaos. They said it looked like a war zone, and they were calling on the president to take action. So I just find it interesting that, you know, Mark wants to paint this picture on this taxpayer-funded trip that all is well, when colleagues in both parties that attended the trip with him saw a much different scene at the southern border.
And you mentioned taxpayer-funded. Your thoughts on the county exec? You know, he seems to be in Washington, D.C. once a month, and this trip to El Paso, on the being charged to the taxpayers, I'd like to know, you know, what do we get out of it?
Well, as I noted in a statement after his trip, if he wanted to learn about the migrant crisis, he didn't necessarily have to go to El Paso. He could go to a hotel in Cheektowaga, where the migrants that he welcomed to this community are still living free room and board at a hotel on Dingin Street. But, you know, listen, it's one thing if he goes and he learns and he actually takes away something from the trip, but the fact that he came back and really the only criticism he had to offer was of Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who's dealing with an invasion at the southern border that the Democrats are encouraging, is just sort of unfortunate. So I would just kind of ask, what are the taxpayers getting for all these taxpayer-funded trips the county executives take?
And, you know, before I let you go, Michael, I asked Jeremy Zellner this question. I'd like to ask you, obviously, in New York State, not much in play when it comes to the presidential election, but we are a few months out from the 2024 election, and it's going to be President Biden versus former President Trump. What are your thoughts this far out from the November election?
Well, one, I would say President Trump seems to think New York is in play, which I think is exciting. But, you know, I would just say, look at where we are compared to where we were under President Trump. In the few years President Biden has been in office, we've seen our economy go all over the place. The southern border is wide open. And you look now at the terrible situation taking place in the Middle East, where you have Iran launching drone strikes against our allies in Israel. This wasn't happening under President Trump, and it's why I believe he will be reelected, because he is going to be the leader who stabilizes our country and reasserts our strength on the global stage.
You know, as the chairman of a Republican Party in a county in New York State, what do you think it would take for a Republican presidential candidate to be competitive in such a blue New York State?
Well, I mean, I think you can look at the race for governor in 2024 and see that, or 2022 rather, and see that there is a tide changing here in New York. Lee Zeldin came within a few points of beating Kathy Hochul. And I think, you know, what was interesting is that you saw in the New York City area, where crime has been out of control, a backlash, I think, to the progressive policies of Albany and Washington that have let, you know, our subways turn into, you know, dangerous places like they were in the 80s. There's a backlash there. And I think this state has gone way too far to the left, and voters are starting to see it. And I think they're waking up to the fact that the progressive policies aren't working, and I think they're ready for change.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, What if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.